After the defeat, the Ben-Hadad officers told him, "The gods of Israel are gods of the mountains. That is why they won. But we can easily overcome them on the plains." So the man of God went to see the king of Israel and said to him, "This is what the Lord says. The armies have said that the Lord is a God of the mountains and not of the plain. So I will defeat this great army for you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Will there be something impossible or difficult for God? Perhaps you're quick to answer. It's clear that no. It's more often we have declared it. Believe, because for God there is nothing impossible." And what a blessing to be able to say that declaration. That when the complicated moments come, do we still believe it? My beloved friends, it's easy to believe when things are fine. It's easy to believe, right? When I have money in my pocket, when I know that I have a job, when I know that in the fortnight I will receive something and all is going well, I can express with words of encouragement and how many times we serve to encourage others. But when there is no money in the pocket, when life changes in the blink of an eye, it seems we begin to question whether there be something impossible for God. That's why today I want to tell you about a story, a real event, something that happened to the people of Israel, and that was not written there simply for history, but it was written there so that we will remember that we have a serving great God Almighty. I want to put a little in context of this word that is in the first of Kings in chapter 20. There was a king named Ben-Hadad, ruthless and wanting to take everything in his path. Ben-Hadad sends messengers to the king of Israel, and at this time Israel was being ruled by a king named Ahab, a man little afraid of God, a man who did not want, but he in times of trouble, perhaps like many of us, remembered that Israel had a great God. And Ben-Hadad commands him to tell this king Ahab that he give to his family, that he give to his children, and that he's going to be the owner of everything. Ahab does not consult God. He simply makes a decision to say yes to Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad takes advantage. He sees this king is easy to scare, but he sends messengers again and tells Ahab that he is going to send some people to take over the entire palace and rule there. Ahab gathers the elders and seeks advice. Let us realize that he did not seek advice at first, but when he already felt pressured, I think it's bad reaction that we have many times. When complicated situations appear, we believe that we can solve them. But how many headaches we would have saved if first we have looked at the heavens, if first we have prayed in hope that God would act. Therefore, the counselors told him not to surrender. Ahab sent to answer King Ben-Hadad that he was not going to do what he wanted. And then a prophet appeared to give Ahab the word. And I think it was a word that came at the right moment. But it's one of those words that lead you to confront a reality because you have large armies. Let's imagine hundreds and hundreds, thousands of men on horseback, on foot, ready to finish you. With all their hatred and with all their anger, I'm going to put you more in a current context. Imagine a boss who gets up because he wants to give me a job and he wants to fire you. Imagine part of your family raising up against you. Imagine that they call you from the bank to take your house away. Imagine that from one moment to the next, all things added up. And you say, wow, at what moment did it happen? Now, You can just criticize and say, the Lord forgot about me. Because let's be honest, how many times have we received a word from God and as time passed, experienced a silence and see that things do not change? We really started to doubt what we believed. Will there be something impossible for God? This reminds me of Martha and Maria, these sisters who had believed in Jesus and who had a brother who had died. It had been 4 days when Jesus appeared. They did not celebrate that Jesus appeared, saying, now, yes, we are going to see a great miracle happen in this place. The first thing they do is to tell Jesus, if you had been here many times, we have told God, why did you allow me to do this? What did I do? I don't deserve this. And we try to find some answers to questions that are far from His love, because we do not understand that many times being in God is not about understanding. It's about believing. And sometimes faith is going to require you not to ask. Faith is going to require you not to question. Faith is going to require you to remain silent, even if you have so many struggles in your mind and you would like to express so many things. Faith leads you to say, keep silent and wait a little. But we accelerate. We accelerate to declare things. We accelerate to make decisions. When you sit between the sword and the wall, think that this is not the last moment. You have a Father, a God who has the last word on that sword and on that wall. And when this man of God appeared, He gave Ahab a word, told him, you are going to defeat them. And Ben-Hadad raised his entire army to conquer them, but God gave them the victory. Ben-Hadad flees with the rest of his people and counselors gathered around this king named Ben-Hadad and tells them, their God is the God of the mountains. There is no discussion. He gave them the victory. But now let's attack them in the valleys, because their God is only the God of the mountains. He's not God of the valleys. They underestimated God. How could we do it so many times? How many times God has delivered you from evil and He has worked miracles? But every time you are in a difficult time, you say, oh, but that was yesterday. Today's a different day. You know that God does not have time. He is the time. And I ask you again, will there be something impossible for God? When the king rises again to conquer Israel, this same man of God comes to the king of Ahab and says to him, you know that I have a word from God for you. Your enemy said that I am only God of mountains and not of the valleys. But prepare yourself, because I am going to give you the victory again. And so you will know that I am a God. In other words, prepare yourself, because in Ahab still doubts what I can do. Today, I am going to show you that there is no circumstance. And today, I come from God just to bring you this short message and tell you there is nothing impossible for God. For Jesus, it was not impossible. 4 days the Lazarus was dead, He gave him back his life, because He is life itself. It was not impossible for God to win back this army, even in the valleys. You know why? Because God is God of the mountains and valleys. What does that mean, Pastor? It means that the moments when you feel in the heights in life, you are going to see God act. Or perhaps you are going to see moments in life in which you are going to feel in the lowest. And what are you going to feel in a valley? And what are you going to feel in prison, in which you are going to feel that you cannot take it anymore? And how many times have you expressed it and said the words, I want to throw in the towel. I can no longer go on. I cannot with my family, my parents. They are not going to change. or your wife. You are not saying this, man, is not going to change. It seems as if you have a great army against you, or you have a victory, and the next day you say, and again it's my turn, because I want to tell you again, you will see God act. Many times you will be able to experience moments of feeling in high places, but other times when you feel in the middle of the valleys, and the valley symbolizes low places, moments of moments in which what you have believed is crucial. But today I come from God to tell you that He is going to give you the victory. Perhaps you made bad decisions that today are leading you to face complicated circumstances, but today God shows you His love. He has renewed His mercy on you, and today the Lord shows you His love. He shows you His love because while there is life, there is hope. Are you in the valleys today? Are you tired of fighting? Are you like Elijah, who at some point and in the desert said to the Lord, take my life, take me with you? You are in a valley, my beloved friend. You are in a valley, but remember that the same God who supported you in the heights, at this moment of crisis in your life, at this complicated moment in your life, that same God who led you to the heights, that same God is there on the floor, sitting with you, telling you, don't be afraid. I am going to lift you up. I am God of heights, but do not underestimate me, because in the midst of wrong answers or the wrong reactions that you had, I know that you failed. I will be there with you, and I will lift you. 7 times the righteous will fall, and 7 times He will raise him. His love is not limited to heights or moments of descent. His love always remains faithful. Are you listening today? Is there hope? Is there a hope? Is there something impossible for God? Today I come to remind you. Prayer. Father, I pray for each person who is receiving this word and cry out to you, Lord, so that you can experience your love. I know they have heard it. I know they have received the words, but today they feel like in the middle of the valleys. Today they feel in the lowest. Today they feel that life has completely changed them, and in the future seems uncertain. But today I ask you to experience your great love and to remember that our time is in your hands, and that our future is what you have already said, and that they can be raised. And just as you gave the victory in the valleys to Israel, and everyone knew that you are God above all, in good times and in bad times, you are still God. And there is your fidelity. The faith speaks to us of your fidelity. I ask you to strengthen their faith, to help them grow, to believe, and that they can be raised today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Come on, get up. The same one who did miracles yesterday continues to do them today. While there is life, there is hope. God always arrives just in time.